You are listening to The Real Shia Beliefs, a collaboration between Thacker Lane and Al Hujah Islamic Seminary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at thackerlane.org/support.
The last hadith before we conclude, we have to go for salah in a few minutes. Does a Shia go to hell or no? According to our narrations, most Shia who die on the haq, the true path, they will not go to hell. So I will summarize to you what this hadith states. This hadith states that if a Shia has sins, right, at the moment, during their lifetime, Allah will try them. An oppressive tyrant will harass them, they lose money, they become sick. Allah wants to purify them from their sins. Let's say they had more sins they didn't get purified for. At the moment of death, Allah makes death so difficult for them so that their sins are washed away. If they still have sins, in the barzakh, on the day of judgment, in the stations of the day of judgment, in the end, Allah forgives them, they go to heaven. But then the hadith states, there are some, the Imam alayhi salam states, there are some of our so-called Shia, they've contaminated and polluted themselves with too many sins. Just too many sins. But they died with iman. See, that's key. The one who loses his iman at the moment of death, they're gone. But if the person died with the correct belief system, the hadith states on the day of judgment, he will have to stand before Muhammad and Ali. That's really tough. The Prophet and Imam Ali. And they will tell him, look at the stench that's coming from your sins. Like, you stop bothering the Prophet and the Imams with the stench of the sins that you're carrying on your back. And they tell you, look, we'd like to intercede for you to go to heaven. But you're just so full of sins. You can't go to heaven like this. You're just too contaminated. So they're taken to hell. They spend some time in hell. Those sins are washed off. They come out pure. Then they go to heaven. And then one hadith states that some Shia, those who get like the worst punishment, but they are Shia, they will spend 300,000 years in the fire of hell. Then they're saved. They are forgiven. They go to heaven. By the way, this Shia who has polluted himself so much, you know what the Imam alayhi salam states? The Imam states, إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَا يُسَمَّوْنَ بِشِيَعَتِنَا. These people are not really our Shia. Shia means follower. They didn't really follow us that well with all these sins. But they are muhibbina, but they love us. At least they love us. So call them muhib, don't call them Shia. Because if they were Shia, they wouldn't have polluted themselves with so many sins. You know, have you seen Shias? They live their whole life. They're Shia. They have the proper belief system. But they're just reckless. They just live lifestyles of sin, 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 without properly changing, without properly repenting. Well, Allah is also just. They have to pay for these sins. But if they die with iman, they will go to heaven. So yes, according to our hadiths, there are some Shia who will be burned in the fire of hell, but they will not stay there forever. They will be forgiven. And they will go to heaven. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not only forgive us. There was a very respected old lady from my relatives who lived in Qom. She passed away maybe 10, 15 years ago. Very noble and righteous lady. You know how she viewed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the hadith states, Allah tells you, I am as you think of me. أنا عند حسن ظن عبدي. If you view me favorably, I am favorable with you. That really makes a difference how you view Allah. She would say, oh Allah, on the day of judgment, not only do I expect you not to punish me for my sins and to forgive me, that's a given. You're Allah, Arhamar Rahimin. But I expect from you, because you're Arhamar Rahimin, to not even ask me or rebuke me for my sins. You know, sometimes when a person acts as he doesn't know, right? He forgives, he doesn't know. She's basically saying, oh Allah, I expect you on the day of judgment that you don't even ask me about my sins. You don't put me on the spot and embarrass me. You'll just forgive me. She really believed in that. The hadith states, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat her that way. With that, we conclude our course. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, to reward us for making this journey. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to illuminate our hearts and minds with the proper aqa'id and belief system. And we ask Allah not to take away this faith from us. We are guaranteed that if we die on this iman, we'll be saved. But the challenge is to keep this iman throughout our lives, especially at the moment of death. So we say to you, Ya Allah, you are the generous, and you have shown us the path. You have shown us the proper aqidah. We ask you to keep that in our hearts until the moment of death.